July 1st, 1900. Extracts from Testimonies. Ellen G. White. These chapters are a dead letter to the larger number of those who claim to be Seventh-day Adventists. I am directed to point you to these scriptures and to the seventh chapter of Matthew. You need to study every word as for your life. My brother, there is danger of those in our ranks making a mistake in regard to receiving the Holy Ghost. Many suppose an emotion or a rapture of feeling to be an evidence of the presence of the Holy Spirit. There is danger that right sentiments will not be understood, and that Christ's words, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, will lose their significance. There is danger that original devisings and superstitious imaginings will take the place of the Scriptures. Tell our people, be not anxious to bring in something not revealed in the Word. Keep close to Christ. Remember His words, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you alway, even unto the end of the world. He is with us as we teach the words He spoke in the Old Testament as well as in the New. He who gave commandment in the New Testament is the one also who gave the instruction contained in the Old Testament. The Old and New Testaments are both sacred, for they both contain the words of Christ. All communication from heaven to earth since Adam's fall has come through Christ. He who believes the instruction contained in the New Testament and in the Old, doing those things which Christ has commanded therein, has the Savior always with him. The apostles and prophets and holy men of old did not perfect their characters by miracles, by some wonderful and unusual demonstration, but they used the ability given them by God, trusting alone in the righteousness of Christ. And all who will use the same means may secure the same result. Satan is willing that every transgressor of God's law shall claim to be holy. He is satisfied when men rest their faith on spurious doctrines and religious enthusiasm, for he can use such persons to good purpose in deceiving souls. The great day of God, which is right upon us, awakens neither alarm nor rejoicing in the heart. It is a solemn statement that I make to the church, that not one in 20 whose names are registered upon the church books are prepared to close their earthly history, and would be as verily without God and without hope in the world as the common sinner. They are professedly serving God, but they are more earnestly serving mammon. There are many who are unprepared to meet Christ because they are not doers of the word. The standard of the golden rule is the true standard of Christianity. Anything short of it is a deception. When those who profess the name of Christ shall practice the principles of the golden rule, the same power will attend the gospel as in apostolic times.